Zero.
I felt it was a great privilege to work with these people who were very deprived. And the people taught me so much by their resilience, their trust, their gratitude, and above all, their joy in simple lifestyle.
One.
I went to Boksburg in 1998, an early post-apartheid period, and found a very unequal society there. I also found that there was a great thirst for education, but quality education was hard to find. These students were so anxious for education that sometimes they came in on two trains and a taxi to reach St. Anthony's. So it was a great privilege to be there. I always remember the words of Nelson Mandela, who was an iconic figure down there. He said that education is the most powerful weapon that you can put into the hands of young people. I have been extremely lucky in my profession as an educator and in the young people that I have met with, and I miss them very much.
Two.
I've worked in Africa for over 40 years, in Uganda, Kenya, and Zambia. For over 20 years, I worked on a HIV/AIDS ministry because I was a nurse midwife. In Zambia, in the 1980s, it was estimated that 25% of the population had HIV infection. And out of a population of 13 million, there were 1 million orphans as a result of being infected by their mothers. The hospitals were overcrowded and they couldn't cope with all the sick people. So it was obvious that education and home nursing was essential. So we set up a home-based care program. And first we had to train local people from the shanty town, and then they went to visit all the patients in their homes. The carers, who were volunteers, went into the homes, even bathed the patients. And this helped to dispel the fears of many people.
Three.
I spent most of my time in Africa, starting in Uganda, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa. What happened in South Africa after the independence? There was a great cry for literacy for those people who had never had an opportunity of any kind of education. I was assigned to Zimbabwe after their independence to reopen a secondary school there. My students were mostly ex-combatants. They called them the Wakamana, the boys who'd been behind the scenes during the war. And there were girls as well. And there was a great feeling among them, now we're free, we can do things. And to get education, to do their, what we'd call, leaving cert, they could now move on and do fine for themselves.
Four.
I think the love of people and seeing the need and taking the people from where they are, working them where they are, and not to be expecting great things, but to encourage them even when they don't do well.
Five.
I've been drawn to teaching like steel to a magnet, really. And I think a great love for the young people, a love for learning, and a belief in the transforming power of education is what has kept me so happy to be an educator all my life.
Six.
To be a good teacher, we must know the level to whom we are addressing. Like these people, they had no background of high education, but they had good hearts and they had good potential. So we had to take them where they were and empower them. It was wonderful to see people blossoming by using their potential, even though they hadn't had much opportunity.